The Ozempic epidemic has already begun. A few years ago, people found out that a new diabetes treatment causes weight loss and scrambled to get in on the gold rush. And soon, millions began taking the injections in hope of a quick fix. Ozempic and similar drugs have been everywhere online. Fitness influencers, celebrities, billionaires, and politicians have all been taking this magic pill. But in this world, you never get something for nothing. Ozempic and drugs like it can have seriously dangerous side effects, something that lots of its users have found out for themselves. Anything from gas and nausea all the way up to seizures, and other life-threatening problems in rare cases, and even in some instances looking like shells of their former selves. So let's dive in and explore the horror of fat jabs and what they've done to some of the celebrities promoting them. While Ozempic is the most famous drug of its kind, it's not the only one. There's a whole host of other similar injectables all working in roughly the same way. They mimic a naturally occurring hormone in the body called GLP-1. It makes your body slow down your digestive system, while reducing your appetite and making you feel fuller for longer. Some of these drugs like Ozempic have been approved by the US's FDA and other countries to treat type 2 diabetes with great success. Lots of its users have been able to take back control of their lives while experiencing minimal side effects. They've reported feeling like they're finally free of an obsession with food. The excess weight has fallen off and they found it much easier to naturally slip into a healthier lifestyle. More recently, in the last couple of years, drugs like Wegovy have been approved as direct treatments for obesity itself, not just diabetes. In March of 2024, for example, it became the first approved medication to be used as a treatment for obesity by the FDA. Of course, people were taking it long before it was approved for general use, even if they only wanted to lose a few pounds rather than treat a lifelong problem. Millions have been using the drug for years now, with Elon Musk being one of the most high-profile examples. While no medication comes without side effects, in his case, they were relatively harmless. Lots of celebrities have openly admitted to trying Ozempic, usually if it hasn't worked for them. But there's also tons of cases where it's pretty likely that they are using Ozempic but have ignored the allegations or outright denied them. And in one particular case, the rumors have done lots of damage to their career. Of course, we're talking about Ice Spice, the viral twerker and rapper who blew up in late 2022. And her story is a perfect example of the state of the modern music industry, and how to coast by on hype alone. While some may say that she had some good songs with other artists, it's hard to deny that a large part of her fame was based on her looks and body as well. Ever since she first blew up though, it's all been downhill with her fans abandoning her in larger and larger numbers. In one particularly bad 12-day period in late 2024, she lost over 500,000 Instagram followers, but it was by no means an isolated incident. Now you can put a lot of it on her music itself, and how little it's really changed. There isn't really any artistic development or progress, and every new song sounds the same as her old ones. Then there's been her tendency to get into bitter public feuds with other artists, with Ice Spice often coming across as the loser. The massive drop was based on one of these feuds with an artist she was formerly on tour with. So there's already lots of reasons for fans to not like Ice Spice in general. But how does Ozempic fit into this? Well, the allegations first began in the summer of 2024, when Ice Spice showed off her dramatic weight loss. To lots of people, it looked like a classic example of Ozempic use. In just months, she lost the figure she was famous for, and you can tell just from comparing the photos. All the weight also seemed to come off at once, as well as any muscle definition, another common sign it wasn't a result of exercise. Now she looks completely different. Despite this change though, her marketing team still often use old pictures, even for promoting her more recent tours, as they know what her appeal was, but now they fail to live up to reality. However, Ice Spice has furiously denied the rumors, of course, in a set of angry Twitter posts. She even posted some short footage of herself working out, like they would actually disprove anything. It didn't help that she only really does some stretching in the video either. It hardly looks like the results of months of training like she says, however it's impossible to confirm anything. Really, it shouldn't even matter in the first place whether an artist is on Ozempic or what they do with their own body. But when it's possibly behind them losing a massive part of their appeal, and they go to such strange lengths to try and dispel rumors about it, the drug is worth mentioning. And Ice Spice may only be the first casualty in a long line of public careers ruined by Ozempic. A lot of people ask me how to bring their ideas to life and create videos that look professional, seamless, and exciting to share. And one of the best ways to do this is with NVIDIA AI. With NVIDIA AI, you can bring your ideas to life and create full-length videos irrespective of the skill level you're at. Imagine typing something like, create a 30-second video capturing the essence of New York City through diverse lifelike portraits. Keep the lighting consistent as if filmed over a day, and add a soft narration that tells a story about diversity, emotion, and the urban experience. And within minutes, you will have a beautifully crafted first cut, ready to refine.
I'm New York. Every face here tells a story, from the bodega owner to the Wall Street hotshot. We're all different, but that's what makes us us.
And refining your video is just as easy. With text-based commands, you can tweak anything, add your voice, translate the video to French, or even made the background music more upbeat. No need to wrestle with complicated timelines or editing software. Just focus on your vision and NVIDIA AI will handle the rest. And want to go even further? You can clone your voice to narrate your videos in your own style, making your content uniquely professional and personal. I'm New York. Every face here tells a story. From the bodega owner to the Wall Street hotshot. It's like having the ultimate creative partner, one that handles the heavy lifting so that you can be in the director's seat and focus on your ideas. Unlike traditional tools, NVIDIA AI makes the entire video creation process effortless. Whether it's a storytelling masterpiece, a TikTok, or an ad, it saves you time, effort, and hundreds of dollars in production costs. And the best part? You can try NVIDIA AI for free. So make sure to click the link below and use my code MOON50 to get double the AI minutes in your first month. And bring your ideas to life today. Taken properly under the guidance of trained medical professionals combined with a healthier lifestyle in general, and it can do wonders for lots of people. But unfortunately, that's where the good news ends. If you're not one of the lucky few that reacts well to it, it can cause some serious issues. The actor and writer Stephen Fry was one of the drug's earliest adopters. According to his comments on a podcast, he saw great results in the first week or two. Not only did the jab all but silence his cravings for food, but it also put him off alcohol as well. But pretty shortly after, what seemed like a way to live a healthier life soon turned very ugly. The nausea began to start and only got worse over time. Soon, he was throwing up 5 times a day, and it got so bad that eventually he was forced to stop taking it entirely. Despite that bad episode though, Stephen Fry went on to lose much more weight off the drug than on it. He attributes the change to more exercise and healthier eating, the old-fashioned way to lose weight. Boris Johnson is another example of someone in the public eye who's talked at length about Ozempic, even writing a whole newspaper column about the drug. Just like with Stephen Fry, it worked for the ex-prime minister at first. In his column, he stated that, quote, "Effortlessly, I pushed aside the puddings and the second helpings. I must have been losing 4 or 5 pounds a week." Then, just like before, the nausea began. It wasn't there all the time, but it would randomly come and go, stopping him in his tracks whenever it did. Eventually, Boris Johnson was also forced to give it up. It's clear both anecdotally from people's experiences as well as from the clinical studies on the drug that these are very common side effects. Incredibly common, even with taking the drug as prescribed and combined with a change in lifestyle. These are things you need to do to make the drug effective as a long-term solution. Doctors often prescribe the jabs in doses that gradually increase as well, starting from a dosage determined by the specific patient's body, circumstances, and needs. But as we'll find out though, this isn't how it's been advertised online at all, and it almost certainly isn't how a lot of people are treating it. For all of the horror stories, there's plenty of examples of celebrities wholeheartedly endorsing the drug, or barely mentioning its side effects or how to properly use it at all. In a TV special titled Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution, the infamous TV host Oprah was almost entirely complimentary talking about the drug. As you can tell from the title, Ozempic is fitted incredibly neatly into the massive dieting and weight loss industry. She spent this special interviewing people who had the most success with it, as well as the consultants and executives from the health companies who make these drugs. Now you've got to ask yourself who this really was designed for, as it's doubtful that the intended audience were people with serious obesity problems looking to find a long-term safe solution to their medical problem. Instead, you can pretty safely assume it's for Oprah's current audience, people looking to shave off a few pounds and go down a size or two. Framing this as a magic pill with just a small caveat at the end is dishonest and harmful. One cosmetic side effect that people often talk about is the so-called Ozempic face. It's often seen in celebrities who suddenly get sunken, hollow cheeks and much more pronounced features after losing lots of weight. It makes them look so much older than before as new wrinkles suddenly appear. Sometimes with celebrities who've had a bunch of surgery to appear younger, it all clashes together in a strange way. They both look older and younger, with natural wrinkles getting stretched out and hidden by Botox, while other new ones appear. Ozempic face points to a common problem with celebrities and people in general who don't want to accept how they naturally look, especially because of an industry that punishes them for it, like Hollywood. But however much beauty standards have changed over the past 100 years, there's always been pressure to look younger, healthier, and skinnier. But once people hit a certain age, getting skinnier makes them look older than they would if they kept the weight on. They can only really choose to look skinny or young, or they end up getting so much work done that they don't even look like a real person at all. Of course, the real problem lies in trying to attain an impossible standard and rejecting what you're naturally meant to look like. But that isn't something that's going to change anytime soon. As for Ozempic face itself though, it's still not clear that it's an actual effect of the drug itself. You could also easily imagine these effects coming from rapid weight loss alone, which has been documented to speed up the signs of aging when compared to longer, more gradual change. There's also often far more going on behind the scenes than just Ozempic, especially in the case of actors. Some roles require require them to lose lots of weight in a very short amount of time, so they go on starvation diets and they spend most of their day at the gym. Hugh Jackman, Christian Bale, Cillian Murphy have all had to lose tons of weight for some of their most recent roles, and all of them describe how extreme it was and how it almost became an obsession, pushing their bodies to the very limits, as you can see with Joaquin Phoenix and the Joker. And the day before the one scene that all of the months of work are for, they often don't even drink water to look as lean as humanly possible. So you can bet that Ozempic will play a key role in these kinds of weight cuts going forward. These looks are really dangerous to promote, especially because being drastically underweight is generally more damaging to your health than being severely overweight. But unfortunately, we've been seeing this hollowed out, sickly look come back into popularity recently. The so-called heroin chick hasn't been popular since the 90s, but with the rise of Ozempic and increasingly extreme weight loss in the media, it's starting to actually make a comeback. Just look at one of the most common plastic surgery procedures in celebrities today, buccal fat removal. It's specifically designed to make your face look as hollow and skeletal as possible. I mean, just looking at the Wicked promotion, and people everywhere were commenting about how the actresses just looked deranged. With rapid weight loss, there's also a high chance that people would just gain the weight back once they stop starving themselves. The fast weight loss that comes from Ozempic follows this trend as well, with lots of people gaining back the weight they lost once they stop taking it. Sometimes they even rebound so hard that they shoot past where they started. This effect has made the drug a goldmine for its manufacturers, because it forces people to keep using it to keep the effects. But it's obviously so much worse for the people taking it. These trends with Ozempic match what studies have found about the drug. In one 2022 study, participants used Ozempic to lose weight for a year, then stopped using the drug altogether. On average, they gained 2/3 of that weight right back. The study concludes that the data can confirm the chronicity of obesity and suggests ongoing treatment is required to maintain improvements in weight and health. It means that a good proportion of obese people will sadly never reach a stable, healthy weight, and that a complete change in lifestyle is what's really needed to improve your health in the long term, as you just can't outrun a healthy diet. Anecdotally, people who've lost lots of weight and kept off it confirm this. They needed to change their whole outlook on food and exercise, not to just use some chemical from a giant big pharma company, or to then go straight back to the same weight again. But for some people, it may seem like Ozempic does actually help, as they talk about having a constant voice in their head telling them to eat more, coming back minutes after they finished a meal. Taking the drug then silences this voice for them, letting them fall into a healthier lifestyle without the iron discipline they used to need. It implies that their problem was just a biomechanical imbalance of hormones, something which Ozempic fixed by acting as a replacement for what their body should have been creating itself. Here, the medication is working as intended. But for most people, obesity is often a symptom of a mental problem with how they view food and their diet as a whole, rather than just a hormonal issue. It either comes from stress, bad childhoods, breakups, horrible jobs, or a horrible lifestyle. Here, Ozempic can't really help at all because it doesn't actually deal with the real underlying problems, the poison that's being shoveled into the human body. Unfortunately, these are the kinds of people that would be more likely to buy into the hype and start taking Ozempic because Oprah told them to. They're doing it because of body dysmorphia and other mental issues, the same issues that the diet industry has always preyed upon, the industry that Hollywood thrives on, and the whole of the music industry. Worse still, it's an open question on whether Ozempic actually makes mental health problems worse, as one 2024 study found a clear correlation between Ozempic use and depressive thinking and thoughts. Now, it isn't proof that Ozempic causes them, but it is a worrying trend. However, other studies actually point to the opposite of this being true. A different study found no link between Ozempic and depression and actually linked this to better cognitive health, showing that we still don't really know what it's doing and it might be years before we even have a clearer picture. That hasn't stopped it becoming the hottest new product for the pharmaceutical industry. Novo Nordisk, the company that makes both Ozempic and Wegovy, saw their revenue jump by $33 billion in 2023 alone. For almost a century, the company steadily grew by manufacturing treatments for diabetes, including a large portion of the world's insulin. Then Ozempic came along and changed everything. Right now, their only problem is making enough of the stuff to meet their ever-increasing demand. While the rest of the world is going through economic peril, Denmark has been somewhat insulated by the sheer amount of tax money coming from Ozempic production. Novo Nordisk's massive valuation in the hundreds of billions has now eclipsed the entire yearly GDP of the country. It's because Ozempic is the perfect product for the modern age. The epidemic of obesity and type 2 diabetes is entirely because of the modern diet of highly processed addictive food. They already sold you the poison and now they're selling you the cure as well. Other drug companies obviously took notice and they've all been scrambling to make their own versions of the drug. When a drug company can make so many billions in such a short time, it was inevitable others would try to copy their success. success. Just like with so many drugs before though, the pharmaceutical companies are entirely focused on profits rather than health. One of the most enduring symbols of decadence comes from a practice popularized in ancient Rome. The banquets the upper classes enjoyed were so rich and lavish that you couldn't possibly fit everything into your stomach. So it became custom for partygoers to vomit in between courses to make room for more food. Today, Ozempic and its use as a diet drug have brought this level of decadence to the masses. It's the pinnacle of wastefulness and hedonism. People can now gorge themselves on modern processed food, swell up grotesquely, and then just shed the weight later without worrying about actually living a healthier life. All for the top elite class in society. Even if Ozempic always worked and didn't have common awful side effects, it would still be terrible for society, but it doesn't completely solve the problem. As we've already seen, it often doesn't work, is intolerable for its users, and rarely works as a long-term solution. And in some cases, it can even contribute to life-threatening conditions if taken improperly. Ozempic's reputation as a diet drug is so dangerous because it isn't meant for people who aren't morbidly obese, or those suffering from diabetes. There hasn't been enough testing on people in normal weight ranges, and some of the horror stories coming out just show how bad this can be. The model Lottie Moss, the sister of supermodel Kate Moss, was the main character in one of these stories. To lose those extra few pounds, she turned to an under-the-table source of the drug. It was a choice she would later call the worst decision I ever made. In many ways, the drug worked too well.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I definitely tried it. When I tell you it was the worst decision I ever made, so if this is a warning to anyone, please, if you're thinking about doing it, do not take it. Like, it's so not worth it.
After taking the fat jabs, Lottie lost an incredibly dangerous 7 kilograms in just a few weeks. That's over 15 pounds. The drug made her so averse to food and drink that she couldn't stand to ingest anything.
I felt so sick one day. I'd said to my friend, like, I can't keep any water down. I can't keep any food down. Like, no liquids, nothing.
Eventually, she got so dehydrated and empty that she began to have seizures and was rushed into the hospital, where she eventually recovered. There were other mitigating factors involved in Lottie's story, like an unhealthy lifestyle and poor dosage control. But there'll be the same issues that lots of people considering Ozempic have. The kinds of people turning to Ozempic as an answer for their body dysmorphia are much more likely to have these other stress factors in their lives and make these poor decisions. The media dangling it in front of them like a magic cure for all of their problems makes stories like Lottie so much more common. But more than that, Ozempic's current use shows just how decadent, greedy, and short-sighted modern society has become. It's a classic example of a short-term, faulty solution for a massive systemic problem that will probably just make everything worse in the future. We need to do better and attack the actual addiction to processed foods and the companies profiting off of them, rather than letting the pharmaceutical industry turn this into their own personal playground. If we don't, then we'll never be a society of healthy people again.